Lesson 2. The Mother of the Civil Rights Movement. Many people believe that the Civil Rights Movement in America began on December 1, 1955, when an African-American woman named Rosa Parks refused to vacate her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus so that a white person could sit there. At that time, local laws unjustly allowed African Americans to be treated as second-class citizens. Many hotels, restaurants, and even drinking fountains throughout the South were for whites only. And in Montgomery, the state capital of Alabama, as elsewhere throughout the South, city buses were segregated. The front 10 seats were set aside for whites, and African American passengers had to ride in the back. Because she found it degrading to have to sit in the colored section of the bus, Rosa Parks usually walked home from her job in a Montgomery department store. But on that winter evening, Parks was feeling tired and decided to take the bus home. Soon, all 10 seats in the front of the bus were occupied by white people. And when another white man got on, the driver told Parks and three others to give up their seats so that he could extend the whites-only section. The three others gave up their seats, but Parks refused to move. The driver called the police, who took her into custody. After being detained at the police station for 3 hours, Parks was released and ordered to appear in court 4 days later. There, she was found guilty and fined $10. Her lawyers appealed the verdict, and the case slowly began making its way through the courts. Meanwhile, the battle for civil rights was also being fought in the streets of Montgomery. African American people boycotted the city's buses, resulting in heavy losses to the company. An African American minister from Atlanta, Georgia, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., found himself suddenly thrust into a position of leadership. Many white citizens felt that the boycotters were being arrogant in demanding equal treatment under the law, and there were numerous outbreaks of violence. However, Dr. King preached a message of nonviolence, urging his supporters never to use force even if they were attacked. The country was moved by his eloquence and could no longer ignore the racial injustice that had been previously taken for granted. The campaign lasted 381 days and ended on December 20, 1956, when the United States Supreme Court agreed with a lower court, ruling that the Montgomery Law violated the United States Constitution. In ordering the bus company to integrate its buses, the nation's highest court sent a powerful message that African American people could no longer be treated as second-class citizens. It was clear that the movement sparked by Rosa Parks had triumphed when Congress passed the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which opened up public housing, schools, and employment to people of all races. In 1989, Parks was invited to attend ceremonies at the White House marking the 25th anniversary of its passage. In 2002, her former home in Montgomery was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. These were fitting honors for the woman who has been called the mother of the civil rights movement.